League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Pinken Channels. I'm Connor Southwell, and I'm delighted to introduce what is a particularly special chap, I guess, because of the game that we are about to look forward to. FA Cup third round action. It is, for some, the most magical weekend of the year. Others see it as just a little bit of a break from league action, and either is okay. But I caught up with former Norwich City midfielder and now Brighton assistant manager Andrew Crofts in the build-up to this game. As you'll hear, he has not returned to Carrow Road as either a player or a coach since leaving the club in 2012. He was, of course, part of that fantastic and unforgettable double promotion team, more the second chapter, the Championship to Premier League leg, but was a really influential, robust, resilient, likeable midfielder. And he's taken that work ethic into coaching now. Very highly rated. Not only is he part of Brighton's backroom team, he also assists Craig Bellamy in the Welsh national team. He's been linked with various managerial vacancies, and to my knowledge, hasn't ever really reminisced too much about his spell in Norfolk and at Carrow Road. Well, this weekend he returns, and I'm delighted to have caught up with him. This is my chat with Andrew Crofts.
How you doing, Connor? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Very well.
Good, good. I guess the sort of first question to ask really is, what were your feelings when this cup draw came out? Because I'm sure it's one that you felt quite nice about. A lot of people obviously look for home draws and look for things like that. But being one of your former clubs, I'm sure you were absolutely delighted when it came out.
Yeah, and no, I was buzzing. Really excited when I see the draw. My son straight away said to me, "Dad, you got Norwich away." So I was really excited. I think it's a really exciting draw for us. I know Carrow Road really well. I know it's a tough place to go, but yeah, we're really, really looking forward to the game. And like I said, when a draw was made, it's the first time I've been back in terms of either a player or coach. I've watched a couple of games, but not been back in terms of with another team since leaving. So yeah, really excited to be coming back to Carrow Road, but in a working capacity.
Yeah, that was going to be actually one of my questions. It's interesting you haven't been back. I think there were a couple of one game against Brighton that you were sort of not in the squad for. I don't know if you had an injury or whatnot, but yeah, that must be a nice feeling to return to a club that you have really fond memories of.
Yeah, can't wait. Like I said, I watched a couple of games, sort of 2 or 3 years after leaving, and then I come back for Russ and Wes's testimonial. So that was a nice day. But in terms of coming back as a player, now obviously a coach, it's the first opportunity that I've had. So yeah, really, really looking forward to it. Like I said, I had some incredible moments there, and they've stayed with me forever. It feels like yesterday in terms of that success that we had when I was there, and the relationship I had with the fans was special. So can't wait to come back with Brighton, who I've been at the club with Brighton now for a long, long time. And again, like, it's such a special club for me, and can't wait to represent Brighton on Saturday at one of my old teams.
Yeah, and just to go back to it, because like you said, it was a hugely successful time. I mean, Norwich fans still absolutely adore that team that Paul Lambert took the double promotion with. And obviously you were a part of that for sort of the second promotion. How do you reflect on your spell at Norwich, sort of sat here more than 10 years on now, which is remarkable?
Yeah, crazy. When you say that, it doesn't seem that long ago. But yeah, we had an incredible group of players, great group of staff that was so hungry to achieve something special. And I think the lads done it, like I said, from League One to the Champ, and I'm pretty sure that no one would have expected them to go again and get promoted Champ to Prem. But we did. We did, for sure. And Paul Lambert made us aware of that from day one. Spoke about it numerous times when he said it to us day one of pre-season that we're going to do it again. Being a new signing, I was like, "Oh, wow, that's a big statement." I thought maybe staying up or top half finish would have been a success, but no, he could see what he had assembled and the hunger and the quality that he had in that team. And then I think the fans see it from day one. And then the longer we were together, the more we grew together. And it was a really special, special group of players and staff.
Yeah, and coming into that, what was that like for you? Because I know you played the League One team, didn't you, when they won the title, and sort of watching what they did that year, was that almost, did that add something to sort of you wanting to join what was building there, because you'd seen what had happened in League One and what was building?
Yeah, obviously, I was at Brighton at the time, and we had two really competitive games against Norwich, and I must have played all right in them games to get the move at that point. So, but I had a new couple of the lads there that we was really competitive in both of them games. I remember Russ and Grant Holt, we was having a bit during the game, and I remember thinking that these boys have won, they're good players, but they've got some real strong appetite, and it seemed a real strong togetherness. And then yeah, obviously when they got promoted and there was interest to go up a level and test myself was what I needed. And then obviously yeah, the time that we had was special. And then obviously Brighton done the same thing. They got promoted, and you could see the journey that they was coming on, and now you see where Brighton are at now. It's been an incredible sort of, like I said, maybe 10 plus years, and to see the journey that both clubs have been on. It's I think both clubs have done so much good stuff in the last 10 years.
Yeah, it's interesting, because I think even now there are so many Norwich fans that are trying to put their fingers on kind of what the success, or how the success happened with that team. Because, you know, even when Norwich were a Premier League side, you think of some of the names they brought in that first summer, Elliot Bennett from Brighton as well, and Anthony Pilkington. They were guys from League One, which, you know, you try and think of that now is, you know, a little bit madness, really, that a club would go and sign League One players. So, what, I guess that is kind of the question. What was the key? What did sort of push that team closer together? And was that probably the closest unit that you've been in as a player?
It's certainly up there. The second time when I come back to Brighton after the Norwich move, we had some real strong couple of years trying to get into the Premier League, and there was an incredible group of players there. So probably that group of players and the group, like you said, with Norwich in that promotion year, and then the really strong Premier League season, the season after. I think it was a mixture of lots of different ingredients in terms of hungry players who had an appetite to try and get to the best league in the world, smart recruitment. I think tactically and physically we were very, very good. We were very exciting to watch. Scored and created lots of goals, and training standards were very, very high. Paul Lambert put real demands on us in terms of what he wanted it to look like every day, and that stuck with me for the rest of my career as well. Otherwise, I was very lucky to work under good managers and coaches that had really high standards and a really strong mentality to push the boundaries, and I think so. Covers a little bit, but there was lots of different ingredients, I think, with that group that made us have that success.
And in terms of that championship promotion winning campaign, I've got to ask you obviously about the goal at Barnsley. I mean, what is sort of your I know you scored two on that day, but there's one I think that people think of more than the other. Where does that rank in terms of your career? How many times have you watched it back, etc., etc.?
Yeah, I loved it. I love it. I love it even now, to be fair. I always have. When we're speaking about goals amongst the players or staff at Brighton now, I always have to get that one up, because it weren't bad, to be fair.
Quite rightly.
It was nice, and on my weaker foot, which was good. And obviously Wes Ulan was such a special player, and we had a nice connection, and he found me in that pocket, and then the turn and the swivel. And it gets played a lot because of the comparisons with Fashion U. It was such a proud moment for me, and winning the game was the most important thing. But so yeah, to score two, win, I think it was 2-0 as well, wasn't it, Connor? And for that, yeah, that goal was one of my favourite goals, to be honest. Lucky enough to score some more okay goals, but that would definitely be up there in the top three. Yeah, top three. I'll have to think about some of the other goals, but it was, yeah, I loved it, to be honest, mate.
Yeah, I was actually the mascot for the team, so I came out with you guys on that day. So I know what that pitch was like, and it wasn't the best. So to score a goal like that, I know Wes's pass was For by Wes's standards, he put a lot on that, didn't he? So for you to control it and do it on a pitch like that as well, I think I'll give you some credit for it. Maybe you won't, but it was really really excellent finish. And I guess there's two touches go, and technically must be well up there for you.
Yeah, maybe because it bounced a little bit and it weren't on the floor, it made it easier for me to strike it. Because, like I said at the time, I think it would have been tough conditions in terms of that. So maybe it bouncing a little bit made it a little bit easier for me to finish than if it was on the floor, maybe. But yeah, certainly one that I enjoyed.
In terms of that group, are you still in touch with a lot of them? Is it because it feels like one of those groups that's so tight that kind of remains tight forever, and it might not be that you're sort of in frequent contact, but I'm sure, given the job you do now and whatnot, you see a lot of these guys in and around Russ, for example. I know you'll have seen a lot of and others as well. So is it one that you've sort of kept quite tight with even post that group, obviously moving on and doing different things with their lives and their careers?
Yeah, no, for sure. Obviously, some more than others. Everybody knows my relationship with Russ and how close we are. Obviously, a few weeks or a month, 2 months ago, obviously we played against each other. And then I think it was a group that, if I was to speak to one of them today, it would feel like I've spoke to them every day. And it might be a couple of years that you ain't spoke to one of them, but it was that kind of group that I would phone up someone today and it'd be like, I've spoke to you every day for the last 10 years, and I, because it was just that connection. Few like laps, Simon Lapin, I've had a couple of sort of messages here and there, and a couple of calls. Obviously Gilly was with Russ as well, and Holtie every now and then. Andy Sermon was with Russ at MK when I went down there to see them, and I spoke with Sirs. And then Wes Ulhan, I've had a few messages with him every now and then. And it was such a tight group that they were brilliant. Elliot Ward, spoke to him a couple of days ago. John Ruddy, obviously he's at Newcastle now, see him a couple of months ago. So, but it was like I'd seen him say yesterday, because I think when you're that close as a group, when you just see or speak to him, it is like you spoke to him every day. That I always keep an eye on what them sort of group of lads and the staff and what they're up to now, and great to see some of them doing so well still.
Yeah, obviously you're working in the Premier League every day, every week, so you understand, particularly now, what a difficult league it is, particularly when you go up. But for all of the talks sort of the double promotions, it feels like not that it's lost a little bit, but maybe that Premier League season, that first one where you stayed in the league and were really competitive, beat Tottenham, had a draw at Liverpool, drew at Arsenal as well, some really good results in there, playing pretty good footballers as well at the time. That was a major achievement, wasn't it? What are your memories from kind of that season? I guess it spoke a lot about maybe the mentality of that squad, that you went to those places and wanted to go toe to toe with them.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure that we finished 12th that year, Conor. When you actually say that now, I think it was an incredible achievement, because you look at the clubs that come up now, it's so hard to stay in the Premier League, because we know it's the best league in the world, it's the toughest league in the world. And for a newly promoted team to finish 12th is incredible. And again, that just come back from some adding some more players to that. Who were really good additions and had the same appetite as what we had created in the last season and the boys the season before that. And again, the manager was very clear that we ain't in here just to stay up. We're going to have a right go, and we're going to be really competitive. And it ain't just about staying in the division. And I think, again, setting them standards so high and that mentality so high, it enabled us to really believe that we had a chance of doing something again really, really special. But it was so tough and it was so competitive, but we enjoyed it so much as a group. And again, to have that, to finish in that position in the table, I think was really good.
And you mentioned the fans earlier, and the strong connection I think all of you guys had with the fans, maybe rather than individuals. But as a player, how special is that to you? The fact that Saturday or whenever you go back to Norwich, you're going to get a good reception. You're going to see people that you've got that connection with. That's quite a powerful thing, isn't it? That maybe gets overlooked a little bit at times.
Yes, it's. I think when you're a young player who dreams of being a professional football player, and you're representing a team that you play for, and that group of fans see that you're a player that wants to give everything you've possibly can for that team, I think it allows you to gravitate and build strong connections. And I think that's me as a person. I always want people to know that I'm giving everything I've absolutely got to help the club, the team, the players, the staff. And I think fans gravitate towards that. And I think hopefully that's what they see. They see someone who is so hungry to try and create this special connection and have these relationships and go on and achieve and go on a journey together. And I've been very lucky as a player in my career. I think most fans would have seen that I would have gave everything for the shirt. And that's why my club now, Brighton, like I have an incredible connection with the fans because they see me as a player on different occasions. I had two different spells and it was my third spell when I come back as a player coach for the 21s. And even then, hopefully they see someone who just had absolute commitment to the football club. And I have a really, really incredible connection there as well. So, yeah, very lucky in terms of that.
How much are you enjoying the coaching side of things and the progression that you've seen there to go from, as you say, player coach at that level to now being one of the assistant coaches? You must be really proud of the journey that you've had over the last few years.
Yeah, I love it. It's a big statement. I've said it a few times. My playing career, I was very lucky and I'm very grateful to have the career I had. And I got the most out of my career as much as I could. There's obviously loads and loads of better players than me and had bigger careers than me, but I was able to play in every division, played in from non-league to Premier League and then had the absolute honour of representing my country as well. But so far, my coaching career, I'm absolutely loving. I'm really, really enjoying it. I've learned so much in the last few years, been very lucky to work under some incredible managers and learned so much. And Brighton's a club that constantly want to improve. And it suits me so much as a person because I always want to try and get better day by day, week by week, season by season. And yeah, very grateful in a position that I'm now to be assistant at a club that I love so much. And to also obviously be assistant for my country has been a really good progression for me this season. And yeah, learning loads and wanting to improve every day, but yeah, really enjoying the journey.
Yeah, I mean, what's it like to be on the inside at Brighton? Because I think from the outside looking in, you think of the words innovation and you know, a lot of praise obviously for the recruitment. And I think clubs like Norwich in the Championship, it's Brighton and Brentford who get sort of held up as the example and the models that you want to follow. So that must be, you must take real pride in that, being inside the club and that being the view from within the game, from clubs almost trying to replicate what you've done.
Yeah, I think from externally, like, I think there's such a high regard in terms of what Brighton's been able to achieve. But in a long period of time, I think so much work's gone to get to where we are now. And there's so much people that have played a part in that. Obviously, the chairman, Tony Bloom, has been incredible in terms of what he's invested and the amount of work that he's put in there. And alongside Paul Barber and David Weir now, like, and all the other guys that are involved, there's so much that goes into getting Brighton to where we are now. And I think it's still so much that we can achieve. But we know it's so difficult because the Premier League's so tough. But yeah, I think everyone admires from afar the work that we do. And yeah, I'm obviously very proud to be a part of that.
Can I a couple more from me, but can I ask you about Nick Stanley? Obviously, someone that you know well is at Norwich doing set pieces. I mean, what's he like? Because I think a lot of fans see set piece coaches and they ultimately get judged by how much you score and how much you conceded. But in terms of what you've seen from his work, how good a coach is he?
Yeah, really looking forward to seeing Nick on Saturday. Knew Nick for a long time at Brighton in different roles, and great guy, and got real pride in his work and how he goes about his day to day work. So yeah, like I said, set piece is never an easy position to be because you get judged quite tough on that. But I know that he puts a lot of work into trying to help the players enjoy it, if you like, try and enjoy that side of the game and try and work on different bits to try and help the set pieces become effective in games. So yeah, really looking forward to seeing Nick and a couple of other guys on Saturday too.
And I guess finally, I mean, you can. I know you can't tell us in terms of the preparation that you've been doing, but what sort of game are you expecting? What are you expecting from Norwich? Because I'm sure you know, as a Premier League team, you're constantly a target, aren't you? That teams want to beat and they want to try and prove themselves against. So I guess you'll be expecting a really difficult game from Norwich on Saturday.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, we've obviously looked at a lot of the games, and yeah, no, we know it's going to be a really, really difficult challenge. It's one that we're really looking forward to. We know how special the FA Cup is, and yeah, we're really excited by that. But we know Norwich have been playing some good football, and we know it's going to be a difficult game, but one that we're really looking forward to.
Top man. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
All right, Connor.
And yeah, enjoy your trip back to Norfolk.
Yeah, looking forward to it. You'll be there Saturday, mate.
I will. Yeah. Looking
Yeah,
forward to it. Yeah, should be a good game, I think.
no, really exciting, mate. Really exciting. So hopefully I'll see you there, mate. If not, great to hear from you, and keep me in touch.
Yeah, likewise, mate. Cheers, and yeah, all the best. All the best.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.